USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes the police shooting death of Dante Wright was an accident. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting where Wright is seen struggling with police while being put in handcuffs. Wright was being arrested after driving with expired tags and having outstanding warrants. The officer shouting taser and warning of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead. Police Chief Tim Gannon discussing the riots and looting that broke out Sunday evening.
Peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin continues with George Floyd's brother taking the stand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Biden administration holding a COVID-19 news briefing on Monday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there have been more cases this past week.
7-day average for new cases has increased about 3% over the prior 7-day period. Hospital admissions also continue to increase. And deaths decreased 5.2%.
Roughly 120 million Americans have received at least one vaccination. That's about 46% of American adults. Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reed was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, President Biden meeting with Republicans and some Democrats at the White House to discuss his new $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill. Many Republicans not happy with it being called an infrastructure bill, as only about 30% of the money actually goes towards infrastructure. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC News,
"You cannot call a $400 billion plan to force unionization in states to say that taking care of increasing Medicaid payments in states is infrastructure." And I said last week that the president's not telling the truth, and he's not telling the truth about the infrastructure package. Lying is not popular. It's not infrastructure, George.
Do you really want to use the word lie there?
Let's just be fair here. If Donald Trump had come out and called a dog a cat, which is what Joe Biden's doing, we would be outraged.
The Office of Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is filing a lawsuit against White House and Department of Homeland Security officials over allegedly harmful immigration orders and is now asking a court to void President Joe Biden's executive actions to halt construction of the border wall and reversing the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. Biden halting construction of the border wall on his first day in office. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.